This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about grayballing. It is something that Uber has done with their app that has allowed them to identify the government officials, specifically those who would threaten to, to regulate Uber, to perhaps fine Uber or arrest the drivers or impound the cars.
Basically, if they believe that the government official might be in a sting operation.
Correct. And so the grayballing has now come out. It used to be a secret. It's now very public. Some of the employees of Uber have revealed documentation to prove that that it exists, not just speculation. And basically, if a government enforcer requests an Uber ride, they will see fake Uber cars on their map, on the Uber app, and they ultimately will never get a ride. Anybody that accepts their ride will be canceled, and Uber is saying, well, this is a terms of service violation enforcement that we do to protect ourselves. We haven't even gotten really into the depths of this New York Times story, and I don't know if we will, because people already are passionate about this issue.
Right.
Specifically, the Uber drivers and the cabbies. Now, so far, we've only heard from cabbies on the air here tonight. We had one guy who was in favor of the regulations, although he ultimately ended up denying that he was in favor of the regulations. He claimed that he didn't say that, but I'm pretty sure he did say that he was.
He said he supports them partially.
Yeah, and he supports them for the same old claims, the same old reasons why people have always been in favor.
Well, I've got to jump through the regulations. Everybody else should, too.
Well, no, it was all more of a, well, we're trying to protect the consumer. That's always the most popular excuse.
But he also did mention that he had to jump through.
That's true.
We've got rules, and if you want to play,
you
then
play
you should
the
play
rules.
By the rules. Well, here's the problem. It's kind of like Roger Goodell. If Roger Goodell called up Major League Baseball and said, we've got rules for football, you're not playing by them, Major League Baseball. Well, it's a completely different game.
Well, there you're making the argument that the transportation network companies, which is the new legal term for ride-sharing companies, aren't the same game as the taxi cab companies. And there's an argument to be made for that, the idea being that they're not Uber's not, or Lyft. These companies aren't taxi cab companies as we know them classically because they don't have their own cars. Well, Uber's going to change that with the automated driving thing that they've got coming
right
out. But they don't have a fleet, generally. They don't have a repair bay that the cars go into. Each individual driver is a contractor. They have to take care of their own car. They're responsible for all of those things, which normally the taxi cab company
right
is responsible for. So there is a strong legal argument that you're making, and that is one of the arguments that Uber makes. But ultimately, as you pointed out before, no one should have to be regulated.
Right.
No one. None, even the taxi cabs. There should be no regulations, but the taxi cab companies will respond to that by saying that, well, yes, there should. We need to protect the consumer, which presumes that consumers would have no protection in a marketplace where we actually had freedom, and that is false.
I remember one time when I lived in San Antonio, I used to go to the barber college to get my hair cut because
get it
they
cheaper.
Would do pretty good job, get it done a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
So one day I decide to strike up a conversation with the girl cutting my hair because I hear her talking to somebody else about, oh, yeah, we've got the certification test coming up. And I was like, don't you think it's kind of crazy that, you know, you've got to go to some government agency somewhere to take a test to be able to cut my hair like you're doing right now? And she said, but if I don't get their certification or, you know, get the regulation something, then I could be sued if I give a bad haircut. And I said, regulation doesn't protect you from being sued.
That's true.
For giving a bad haircut. Like, she totally misunderstood what regulations are there for. Regulations are there to, you know, basically steal money from people under the guise of, we're protecting you.
That's correct. And I think it's worth pointing out that there are businesses which have people's lives in their hands. I mean, yeah, if you get a haircut, a bad haircut, you know, it could result in a snip off your ear. It could result in your scalp being burned. It could result in some sort of chemical burn. You know, some bad things could happen in a hairdresser's salon. But you're probably not going to die as a result of it. Whereas if you are driving somewhere and your brakes give out, you might end up dying because of that. And yet, the automotive dealers are privately regulated. They're privately, regulated's not the right word, but essentially the marketplace provides certifications instead of regulation. And so when you go into an automotive repair bay, you want to look for the ASE certification.
Yes.
ASE means this person, the person who runs the shop, and maybe many of his employees, have been certified to...
There's a requirement that a certain number have to be certified before you can get that ASE certification.
And it means that these people know what it takes to repair a car, that they are competent. They have been tested by a private agency to prove that. Underwriters Laboratories, another great example of a regular sort of non-regulation that essentially provides better protection than any regulation does. You've seen the logo on the bottom of your toaster or all kinds of different electronic appliances. And Underwriters Laboratories is a private organization that certifies that products do what they say they're going to do, and they're not providing an undue hazard to the user with, like, uninsulated wires that might touch inside the toaster.
Whereas with the Energy Star, that is a government-run
EPA
certification, they certified a gasoline-powered alarm clock as getting the Energy Star rating.
That's ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous. But it just proves how inept the government regulators are.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Carter on the line listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, Carter.
Hey, I just wanted to first of all thank you for having me on the show.
Sure, that's what we do. Go ahead.
So I was listening to the conversations about the Uber drivers versus the taxi cab thing. Well, I've been hearing this going on for a few years, and by no means I'm not an expert on it or anything, but I have ridden in a lot of Ubers. I have ridden in taxis before, and I can tell you I prefer Ubers personally, just because, as you guys were saying, I do think there's a safety factor to it. I can understand the passion and the anger behind, being mad at Uber for kind of cornering the market. But here's the thing. I mean, in my mind, that is capitalism. That's the idea of it.
It's innovation. I mean, for instance, the people who were farriers who put horseshoes on hooves or whatever back in the day were probably really upset when the Model T came out.
And
there
are still a few farriers. We actually know one.
Jay Noon.
Jay's brother, actually.
Oh, yeah, right, his brother. Anyway, go ahead, Carter.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Some guy was sitting around at his kitchen table and said, I can make this better, and he did. And I think he found a way around the regulations. He found a way to make it safer, he found a way to make it more efficient, and that's all that's all what capitalism is about.
Well, most importantly, he did it without asking permission, because if the guy who founded Uber or the Lyft guy or whoever, the team, I think it was the team of guys that founded Lyft, if they had gone into these markets and did, instead of just launching their business and recruiting drivers and just getting out there and doing it, if instead they'd done it the right way, as some people would say, and gone into the regulator's office and said, well, we want to start up this new innovative business, and we just want to make sure we got all the paperwork in order first, they would have been told, no, 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 you can't do it, or if you can do it, you have to pay $100,000 or whatever, and it would have made it impossible to start.
It reminds me of the ad that runs on LRN, the Liberty Radio Network, for, I think it's the Competitive Enterprise Institute, where the guy goes in and says, I've got an idea for these shoes that cause me to float 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah, and the bureaucrat's like, well, you gotta file this form. All these fees.
There's forms to fill out to go out of business.
Right.
And, oh, you actually are flying, so you need to call the FAA and fill out this and then go through this and jump through this other hoop.
Carter, you're right on, brother. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, one more thing. I've been hearing about those automated drivers from Uber, and I am in no means in a position to really question the CEO, but in my mind, I think that will actually hurt them, and here's my reasoning behind that. First of all, as you guys have heard on the radio tonight, Uber's taken a lot of heat from a lot of people. And if they have to start, you know, getting rid of drivers to do automated driving and all this other stuff, because I am assuming that is what it's about, then I think that that's gonna bring all different types of crap on them.
Could be, and it certainly will be unpopular with some people who want to have that sort of human connection, but other people don't want that. Thanks for the call, Carter. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Join us
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. We're talking about government regulation, specifically as it applied to The taxi cab companies and Ubers and Lyfts of the world, the ride sharers, but also just on a wider topic, the idea of regulation versus private certification. You know, when it comes to a lot of professions, there's actually not regulation. And instead, there's private certifications, like in the IT field, where you can get MCSE or whatever. Microsoft has a certification. There are other certifications.
Right, and then there's, you know, different certifications for different things, like, oh, you know C++, you
That's
know
right.
SQL, you know this, you know that.
Restaurants can have private certifications as well. So even though there's a health inspector...
Although a lot of state governments now are mandating the safe hand or whatever it's called. Yeah, that thing.
There's something that's more stringent above that from what I understand. But like there are certain chain restaurants that have a higher standard than whatever the government sets. They have a higher standard because... they care about their customers. They want to make sure everything's clean. They want to make sure that they have the, you know, that they have a competitive advantage when it comes to these things.
Right.
So the marketplace has a drive towards safety. It has a drive towards, you know, cleanliness. It has these things because that's what people want.
You know, one thing, and let's talk about the restaurant rating for just a moment. I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. Where, and I don't know, you know, how many people had this where they grew up, but there was like a quarterly health inspection of all of the restaurants. And the health inspectors would, you know, they had a sheet of if you don't have this, then you lose a point or you lose 5 points or you lose a certain number of points. And every week, one of the local TV news shows would say, here are the restaurants that got above a 90. Here are the restaurants that got below a 65 and are shut down until they get another test in, you know, this certain number of days. And if you wind up getting below that certain score again, you're shut down. Now, that could happen or exist with a private system. But I really liked being able to walk into a restaurant and the score had to be displayed to where it could be seen from the register. So you walk into any restaurant in Birmingham or anywhere in Jefferson County, and it's probably the same statewide, but, you know, it's the counties that oversee it. You walk in, you look around, you can see that score, and you know whether or not the place is going to be clean or not. Whether they've, you know, met the standards to get a certain score. And there would be times if I saw a score below 85, I'd just turn around and walk out.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Oh, but also, I want to let you know about MyPillow. Thankfully, you know, I don't think the government's getting in the way of creating pillows, and MyPillow.com is where you can go to get your MyPillow. Use code FTL, and you get one at half price, or you can get two for the price of one. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And I've been using mine since early 2016. You've also been doing that,
yes.
Daryl. You've got a MyPillow. Unlike a regular pillow, however, you can actually wash MyPillow. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. It's also guaranteed to last for 10 years. By the way, it's got a money-back guarantee, so if you don't like it for some reason, within the first 50 days, you can send it back, and then you get your purchase price refunded from the folks over at MyPillow.com, where you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get one at half price or two for the price of one. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL. As we continue here, the more regulations there are, the more difficult it is to get into business, and of course, that doesn't protect people from danger. As the people who are regulated would love to claim, it protects people from innovation. It protects people from competition. It protects people from lower prices. I mean, these are not the kinds of protections that you want. The reality is regulations don't protect the consumer as much as they protect the industry, the industry that already exists from upstarts. And a perfect example of this was right here in New Hampshire a couple of weeks
ago. Braiding.
Right. There was a bill to legalize hair braiding. What's that you say? Hair braiding's illegal? Well, you know, they say that you need to have a cosmetology license in order to get, which it takes like 1,000 hours of training.
And is very costly.
And, we're talking about $20,000, $15,000 to $20,000 for the beauty school that you have to go to. And guess what? They don't actually teach you how to do African hair braiding. in beauty school, but yet the regulators came out, only a couple of them, they came out to testify to keep hair braiding illegal. They claim they do teach hair braiding at their beauty school, but they didn't say they teach African hair braiding. You can watch the entire thing. There's a full, like, two-hour-long hearing that I put up over on the Free Keen YouTube channel. It was, again, probably like a couple weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, maybe two. And it's a fascinating watch because, you know, the people who are being regulated out of business come in and say, hey, we just want to, you know, take care of our customers and not have to work in the black market. We want to be able to work on the up and up. And, yeah, we understand safety. We understand about not using the same comb, looking out for lice, and, you know, the different things that you still have to do, even though you're just hair braiding. They're not using chemicals or anything like that. So, you know, whatever danger there is from typical, you know, haircuts, they don't necessarily have. And so the supermajority of the people who were testifying in favor of it were in favor of it. Only a couple people were against it. I think it was only one lady who happened to be a teacher at a beauty school, which is, of course, the business that benefits from that regulation.
Correct.
So, anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Pedro is on the line in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pedro.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to mention a couple things real quick with a previous call, a taxi cab driver from Myrtle Beach. When Nikki Haley was the governor of South Carolina, she actually did pass a few regulations that we're supposed to follow. So I think he forgot about that. The other thing I was going to mention is you mentioned that something about the airport, a crazy mess between all the Uber drivers and cab drivers. And actually, the cab drivers have their queue, but also Uber drivers also have a queue, and Uber does pay the airport per ride. So it's not like, you know, it's not like the way he says. So, unfortunately, you know, he's a little misinformed on that.
Well, it's not uncommon for cab drivers and their cabbie unions and their bosses to just outright lie. Now, I'm not saying that's what he was doing. Yeah. Maybe he just was misinformed and just passing on misinformation. But because ultimately, I believe you have to have the intention to deceive in order to lie. But I remember watching there was another hearing at the State House like a year ago about the TNC regulations, which would regulate these
transportation network companies.
Right. Yeah. And there was a cab driver owner who'd come in from, I think it was Concord, and he just got right up there and just told lie after lie after lie in front of
and wasn't he the final speaker so nobody could rebut him?
I don't recall. You can watch the full video, though. It's over on the Free Keen YouTube channel as well. But yeah, they're more than happy to lie. They're more than happy to use deception and sometimes outright violence to protect their position. Now, Pedro, are you an Uber driver?
Yes, I am, and I'm Uber driving in Myrtle Beach area.
So we had a guy call earlier who said that you can't make any money doing Uber. And I've heard this complaint that, you know, it only really breaks down after you pay for repairs on your car and things like that to, like, less than $10 an hour. So I'm curious to know how long you've been driving. And if you want to talk a little bit about that, can you stick with us?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, more with Pedro here in moments. He's an Uber driver. The first one we've had call in tonight.
Yes.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Here at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about Uber and Lyft, but that's definitely the hot topic on the table at the moment with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we do have Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. We've heard some from some of the cab drivers here tonight who, of course, went to bat for government regulation and control in the marketplace, whereas we advocate, I'm not an Uber stockholder. I don't have any piece of Uber whatsoever. I was a short-time, part-time contractor with them as a driver, and they terminated my agreement with them. So I've got actually some critiques of Uber as a company as well, but that has nothing to do with my belief that people should be able to operate a business without asking a government for permission for it. And people should be able to choose to do business with businesses, whether or not they are certified. It should be up to the buyer. The buyer needs to decide these things, and they need to come to agreements on their own without involving the government. We don't need the government to keep us safe. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Again, 855-450-FREE+. If you want to help support Free Talk Live and get super awesome deals over at Amazon, you can go to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com is where you can save 10, 20, even 25% or more on the stuff that you're going to buy at Amazon. Daryl, you just got a humongous box from Amazon today, I believe.
Yes.
I presume you got some purse savings in there.
Actually, that item I did not go through purse.
No, why?
Because I was able to get a better price directly from Amazon.
That almost never happens.
Almost never happens,
yeah.
But I do have an Amazon business account, so there is a business-only price.
Ah.
I looked at the item on purse, and it was like 50 cents higher, and that was using the Prime Instant thing on purse. Nope, I'll just go ahead and get it directly through Amazon.
So normally, though, you do shop through SaveAPurse.com.
But I did get two other packages yesterday that I saved 25 and 23% on.
It's amazing. It happens. The only thing is you have to have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin in order to save this big money at Amazon. And so start up by going to SaveAPurse.com and learning more about it. SaveATPurse.com. As we continue here, we got Pedro on the line. He's an Uber driver in Myrtle Beach. And I guess, you know, I wanted to have you kind of respond to some of the allegations that were being made by cabbies who, in my opinion, and don't really know what the hell they're talking about because they've never taken an Uber in their entire lives. Regardless, they'll still spout off about it. So, Pedro, the claim was you can't make any money at Uber, and specifically the guy in Myrtle Beach who called in said that there's no one doing it full-time in Myrtle Beach. What do you say to that?
That's not true. A lot of the Uber drivers that I know in the area used to be taxi cab drivers. What happens is the Myrtle Beach area is a tourist town, for example. I don't know how it is in other cities, but fall and winter, it's dead. But when it comes to the spring and summertime, it's very busy. So if you budget yourself, you can do it full-time. There's a lot of them that do it full-time. The one thing is that every January or so, Uber has been cutting the rates, making it a little cheaper.
Yeah.
And that does affect us, and we make less money.
Right.
They say that they cut the rate to make it busier, bring us more business, but usually that's not the way it works.
Now, I used to live in Myrtle Beach, and I heard, and it's been almost 7 years since I lived there, so I don't know if this is still a standard practice, but I heard from somebody that was a taxi driver at the time, again, almost 7 years ago, and he told me that a lot of the strip clubs will give a bounty for people that get dropped off by the cabbies. Do you know if that still exists? And is that something that the Uber drivers get to take advantage of?
The strip clubs they do pay a bounty. Every club does a bit, kind of different amount. They do all to the taxi cab drivers. Now there is some confusion there with if the Uber drivers can take it, because some of the clubs do not pay to the Uber drivers and some do. And the official that's in charge that I've been trying to search who it is, so I can call him and ask and talk to him about it, because there's an impression that they're not supposed to pay it, but some still pay it, and that's like up in the air when it comes to the Uber drivers.
So tell me, excluding any kind of bonus that you might get from a strip club, do you mind talking about how much you earn as a driver? It's like, what's the average that you're pulling down? Because obviously there's sometimes...
Let's just go ballpark figures.
Let's see. It changes a lot, too, because I do have another job.
Mm-hmm.
During the slow seasons, I put in about between 20 and 30 hours doing Uber. And during the busy season, I do about 45 hours with Uber.
What does it break down to, I mean, if you don't mind sharing, per hour, I mean, generally? Because obviously there's some times where you get the surge bonuses where the Uber will ratchet up the fares because there's a high demand and not enough drivers to supply it. They're trying to incentivize other drivers to log into the app because as an independent contractor, you decide when you drive. Uber doesn't tell you when to drive, so they have to give you an incentive to come on, and they'll say, hey, look, if you're not logged in, they might give you a heads up like, hey, the fares just doubled in Myrtle Beach, so somebody might log in because of that. So when you factor it all in together and you factor out, car repairs, what would you say that you're making per hour, if you don't mind sharing, as an Uber driver?
To be honest, I'm not sure because since I have another job that's full time, and this is my secondary thing.
Right.
You know, I can tell you this. The last year during the busy season, I could make anywhere from, depending on how busy that week was, I could make anywhere between $400 or $500, $600 a week. There was one week I made $900 in one week. But that's just the pay. It doesn't include all the expenses and all that stuff that I have to take out, you know,
right,
the car maintenance and all that stuff. So.
So, I mean, there have been some people who have said that after you factor out, you know, all that other stuff, you might be making, like, minimum wage or, you know, slightly more than that, or maybe even less, depending. I mean, but do you feel as though it's worth it? I mean, even if all you're making is $10 an hour, why would you work at Uber versus CVS or some other menial retail job?
Well, in my case, it works for me better because since I do it as a second job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have the flexibility of doing it whenever I want. If one day I don't feel like driving, then I don't drive.
Right.
So,
that's a big factor for somebody to be able to set their own schedule.
Yeah, and then they're probably forgetting that you have all these expenses for taking care of your vehicle and all that stuff. But you also get, you know, there's tax deductions too at the end of the year.
Mm, okay.
So that kind of, you know. And like, yeah, I said, so there's a lot of drivers that do it full time, you know, that. I know actually a couple, a husband and wife, that do it full time. They used to be cab drivers. They used to run a taxi cab company. They were the managers.
Wow. Yeah, and obviously it's worth it to those folks. I mean, the fact that people can do it full time and are doing it full time suggests that whatever it is that they're making, they would rather do that than go and get a job at McDonald's or whatever. And so, you know, it may not be the most lucrative of professions in the world, but it is a profession. And they did. I remember reading an article about a guy who he kind of makes jewelry. And he actually shows off his jewelry collection to customers in the Uber car because it's his car. Yeah. He can do whatever he wants in there. And so he's actually using it as sort of like a moving sales vehicle. So he's not only making money at Uber, but if one of his customers from Uber wants to buy some jewelry while they're in the car, then he'll make extra money there. Pedro, thanks for calling and sharing your perspective tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir, and drive safe out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, I mean, you're getting new eyes and ears every time somebody new steps into that cab. Who knows what, you know, other things they might be interested in doing business with you with.
Right.
So there's other opportunities for an entrepreneurial person to make even more money with something like that. And, you know, beyond that, some people would just rather drive people around then work at a menial retail job, even if the pay is about the same, because they get to set their own hours, they get to meet interesting people, and you know, I thought it was fun driving people around. It was, you know, you met some kind of interesting folks, and they all had interesting stories to tell, a lot of times, about how bad the taxi companies were.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable GlobalSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. With you tonight is Ian
and Daryl.
855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Uber versus the regulators. Turns out they've got a cool secret app. It's not a secret anymore, about grayballing the government enforcers who are trying to stop them from doing business in various cities around the globe. And it basically makes it so the government enforcer doesn't really know where the Uber cabs are or the Uber drivers are located. It shows them on the map, but they're not real. They show ghosts, fakes, basically. They fake them out. So they're not able to identify easily who the Uber drivers are.
And when you rattle off a list of cities earlier where they've definitely been using this, I asked, why is Los Angeles not on there? And then I pulled up the story about the sting that went down in LA and apparently is still happening sporadically. And the way they're doing the sting in LA, this app would not wind up foiling them.
Uh-oh.
What they're doing in LA is they'll have an attractive woman stand on the side of the road and wave her arms trying to stop cars that she sees that have the U.
Ubers are not supposed to stop for those people.
Right, but you know, somebody's like waving their arms like, you know, I need help.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, somebody just trying to, oh, what's wrong? Do you need me to, you know, like call somebody for you? And then they'll be like, I need a ride, and just jump in the car if the doors are unlocked.
That's
and
no good.
Then the cops roll up on the scene. Oh, you were going to give this person a ride? No, I wasn't. Well, she asked about a ride, and she's in your car, so therefore, car's impounded, and you owe us a bunch of money.
Yeah, I suspect that they're going to lose that one in court. I mean, that sounds like a really shifty way to run a sting operation. I mean, normally like, for instance, if you're going to be running a prostitution sting, the police person who is supposed to be the, you know, the John or I guess sometimes a prostitute. So let's say the cop's the prostitute.
Right.
The police officer prostitute person is not allowed to, you know, just pull a man's pants down before he has agreed to give money for sex.
Right.
Until that happens, until that agreement happens, you don't have an act of prostitution.
Right.
And until the driver has agreed to actually give a ride for money, you don't have an act of...
Story from the L.A. Times. Let me just read a brief sentence here. CBS LA spoke with three people that wound up getting busted in this thing. They each said their cars had the identifying U in the window.
Right.
The woman flagged down. They all thought she needed help.
Yep.
So, you know, trying to be decent human. They pull over. She asked if she could order a ride off the Uber app. At that moment, jumped into the car, and then the police showed up, and they got arrested. So they never agreed to give her the ride. She jumped in the car.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it'll hold water if it actually goes to court, if they don't just pay up and try to make it go away. If they actually challenge the charge and go to court, I don't think they've got...
Yeah,
I don't think the state has a leg to stand on.
Let me see if I can find an update on these specific individuals.
Meanwhile, we go to your calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Dodger in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dodger. Listening to WBCK.
Hello. First off, I just kind of... this is something that you guys brought up as I was listening while waiting to get on the line. I work for an automotive supplier that supplies the biggest automakers in the world, and this auto supplier voluntarily participates in a quality program that is not government regulated, but is required by these automakers. In other words, the government isn't increasing the quality. The automakers have required, if you're going to supply for us, then you need to meet these certain requirements.
Same thing's true in other businesses, like in like Walmart, for instance. Their buyer, or Target, their buyers that buy from vendors like, you know, Black and Decker or whatever, they won't buy a product line that's not UL certified.
The National Safe Food people. I've worked for restaurants that require that everybody have that NSF on every piece of equipment that they have. But that's neither here nor there. I kind of wanted to talk about, you guys brought up Uber at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Kalamazoo, Michigan, this past week, celebrated the one-year anniversary of some psycho that happened to be an Uber driver going around and killing six people. I'm not sure if you guys broke it or knew anything about it.
I heard about it, but the fact that he was an Uber driver has nothing to do with the fact that he killed people.
And how are they celebrating that?
Not celebrating it. My apologies. They're remembering it. Was it Daryl, are you the one that just said the whole...
I'm the one that said that the fact that he's an Uber driver had nothing to do with the fact that he was killing people, although the media reports made sure to say Uber driver killed people.
Yeah.
If he worked at Subway, they wouldn't say Subway sandwich maker killed people.
Right, sandwich artist.
Well, and that's the exact reason that I'm calling, is because for some reason, every media source in the area always seems to bring up the fact that the gentleman was an Uber driver.
Yeah, that is interesting. I think that's because mainstream media has, you know, a bias in favor of government in a lot of cases.
Yes.
I would say that's what's going on there. Dodger, thanks for the call. Let's go to James, former co-host, current Uber and Lyft driver out in Colorado. You're on via Skype. Go ahead, James. Actually, I thought James was on. James going once. James going twice. We'll see if we can clear up whatever the issue is there and maybe bring him back in hour number three. Meanwhile, we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Kevin. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC. Hello, Kevin.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yeah, I was curious about like qualifications and stuff like that because I'm a commercial truck driver and we have to take tests and qualify for certain things. We have to meet certain standards. We have the physical requirements. If you haul, obviously, any hazardous material and stuff, you got to take further tests. All this is government regulated. All of it, because you're traveling on commercial highways and byways. And why don't any of these people have to have any qualifications other than a driver's license?
Oh, when you say these people, are you referring to
go through the same terms? If they're hauling people and they're getting paid for it, and they're obviously doing commercial use.
When you say these people, are you referring to ride-sharing people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uber
just
driver.
Wanted to make sure I'm understanding you. So are qualifications. The Uber company requires the individual have a clean driving record. They also do a background check on the individual. And if you have some sort of violent criminal history, there's a good chance they're going to deny you for that. They also
any felony, correct?
I don't recall. I think if it's a certain number of years old and, like, you know, if you sold some weed, they're probably going to be okay with that. So I think that it depends. You know, I don't know if there's a firm, hard rule against all felons. But, you know, if it's 7 years past, then you might be able to get
right,
it.
But, like, if you got convicted of a felony 2 years
year,
ago,
yeah, they're going to deny you. Yeah.
They'll deny you regardless of what the felony is.
That's correct. And then in addition, they require the individual have a, obviously, you know, good functioning car that's newer than 10 years. Lyft will allow a 12-year-old car, so they have a slightly different rule. It has to be a four-door for both companies. And so there are some rules, and, you know, one of the most important ones being a clean driving record.
It certifies this equipment because our equipment has to be certified.
Well, actually, I was looking at the Lyft sign-up process recently, and they require an inspection be done on the car before they will approve the individual.
Whether the state that you live in requires an inspection or not.
That is correct. So, the marketplace is the one that certifies. Just in the same way that if there wasn't a Department of Transportation regulating the trucking business to death, there would still be certifications and standards, in my opinion, for driving a truck. Thank you for the call tonight, Kevin. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, because the people who are going to let you drive their truck, this huge piece of equipment that is very, very dangerous and, you know, could cause all kinds of insurance risks, they want to make sure you know what you're doing with that truck. They want to make sure you've gone to school for it and that you've trained for it. Again, if you didn't have the government requiring it, the marketplace would come up with restrictions anyway, because that's what it does best. Free Talk Live.
Anything happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.